Chapter 7. Reading. Page 93. Nobody Wins. Part 2. After his supper of kangaroo soup, Gawk lay down on his bed and almost immediately fell asleep. He was snoring. The noise shook the cave.
"Listen, everyone," I said. "Here's my plan."
From my pocket, I took my small, powerful laser torch. Because it was in a plastic case, the magnet could not attract it.
"We'll use this to escape from the cage," I said. "First, I'll melt the bars, and then..."
Peters interrupted me.
"I know, Captain. Then you'll use the torch to kill Gawk."
"Use your brains," I said. "How will we escape? We're too weak to open the door. Here's what we'll do. We'll..." Moments later, we were all out of the cage. The crew was hiding among the kangaroos, and I was standing on the bed, beside Gawk's head. I said loudly, "Gawk, this is nobody." Gawk woke up. I aimed the torch at his eye and pressed the button. The laser beam hit the eye. The eye went out. Gawk roared, "I can't see! My eye!" The noise brought his neighbors running to his door.
"What's wrong, Gawk?"
they shouted from outside. Gawk shouted back,
"It's nobody. Nobody attacked me. Nobody damaged my eye."
The neighbors laughed and said, "Nobody attacked him. Gawk's having a bad dream. Let's go back to bed. Good night, Gawk." By this time, I had joined among the kangaroos. Gawk said,
"Nobody, I know you're hiding among my kangaroos. I'll get you. You're finished, all of you."
He opened the cave door a little and called his kangaroos to come out. As they hopped through the narrow opening, one at a time, he felt their backs with his hands to make sure we were not on them.
"What do we do now?"
Peters whispered.
"We can't get out on the kangaroos. We're done for."
"Don't panic, Peters," I said. "We can't get out on the kangaroos, but we can get out in them. Here, get inside this one." Peters climbed into the giant kangaroo's pocket. A few moments later, he hopped through the door to freedom. "That's how we all got free," said Captain King. "And back to our ship, and eventually back to the safety of the Earth." "What happened to Gawk?" asked someone. "Gawk? I don't know. Maybe he's still in his cave, looking for nobody." Everyone laughed. except a figure in the captain's garden. It was moving silently towards the house. It was a huge figure, and in its face was a single red glowing eye.
Listening, page 96. Understanding time references. Captain King is talking about his life and work. Listen to each item and decide whether he is talking about something he did in the past, something he often does, or something he is going to do in the future. Put a tick in the right column. 1.
When I was a young man, I visited Venus, you know.
2.
Often have some green cheese from the moon after dinner. It's very tasty.
3.
I use a telescope every day. It's very important to watch the stars. I had a difficult time with Gork. He's a terrible monster. I escaped from him about 2 years ago.
5.
Next year, I'm going to take a lot of rubber plants to Mars. I think they will grow well on Mars.
6.
You like computer games, do you? Yes, I played computer games many years ago. But I don't play them now.
7.
It's my holiday next week. I'm going to Planet Zed. There are real dinosaurs on Planet Zed. I'm going to take some photos of them.
8.
I lived on a comet years ago, you know. Yes, I did. I had a small house on a comet. And a nice garden out in front of it. That was about 25 years ago.
Speaking, page 100. A. Talk time. The sounds s, z, and iz. Exercise A1. S. An ant, ants. A magnet, magnets. A park, parks. A pilot, pilots. A plant, plants. A ship, ships. Z. A dog, dogs. A dream, dreams. An egg, eggs. A head, heads. A kangaroo, kangaroos. A star, stars. Is. A box, boxes. A cage, cages. A case, cases. A face, faces. A house, houses. A torch, torches. Exercise A2. 1.
Ants on plants, flies on dogs, matches in boxes, eggs, frogs.
2.
Stars in the sky, roses on the floor, walks in the park, knocks on the door.